Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this October 19th. I'm Joshua Chang. After years of delays and wage increases, Cal State University faculty are debating today whether or not to go on strike. Mahima Verma has more.
The Cal State University system has increased faculty wages by 2% this year. The Faculty Association wants a 5% increase and a 2.7% increase based on years of service. Dr. Cecil Canton is Association Vice President of the California Faculty Association and a professor of criminal justice at CSU Sacramento. He says negotiations between Cal State administration and the association are at a standstill until a third party verifies the association's claims.
We just finished mediation, which was not fruitful. We're now at the point where we are going into fact-finding. We have not yet established who the fact-finding is going to be. That's a third party.
Since he began his career in the CSU system in 1991, Canton says that he has seen a rise in student tuition and administrative wages, while faculty salaries have remained stagnant. 25,000 members of the California Faculty Association will vote online and in person to permit the strike from October 19th to 28th. Mahima Verma, Annenberg Radio News.
A rare poisonous snake that washed up on a Ventura County beach this weekend has ended up at the LA County Natural History Museum. Neftali Camacho, who oversees the museum's reptile collection, says they plan to collect DNA samples from the yellow-bellied snake before preserving it.
Rarely is it seen in California, and that's why the snake is so special.
Camacho says the snake is the second in the Natural History Museum's collection from California and the first from Ventura County. The snake is usually found in warmer waters, like those off of Mexico. A USC fraternity won't be going to trial for alleged homophobic slurs. Reporter Chris Porter has the story.
A student accused a USC Lambda Chi Alpha fraternity member of calling him and his friend homophobic names as they walked by the frat house in February of 2012. The student, Andrew Cairo, also claims he was beaten. He filed a lawsuit against the fraternity member. The defendant filed a countersuit claiming Cairo and his buddy called him the N-word and spat on him. They've settled the lawsuits on undisclosed terms. Chris Porter, Annenberg Radio News.
The house prices are soaring, but that isn't stopping some prospective Angelenos. The housing price of Los Angeles County rose by 5.4% between August and September, but the number of houses sold went up by 15.7% as well, a real estate information service says. Typically, the sales go down by 10% in average between the 2 months, says the service. The Federal Aviation Administration announced today plans to create a drone registration system. Reporter Mallory Jesser says the new system will help track drone flyers who mishandle and abuse their devices.
Buying and flying drones has become easier than ever, but more drones means more of a chance of collisions with commercial jetliners in the sky. Enrico Schaefer, a drone attorney at Drone Law Pro, says the FAA plan would require people who buy drones to register their aircraft.
The concept is that if people have to register their aircraft, then we'll be able to trace back any unlawful activities to them if, in fact, there's an accident. Because right now, if you crash your drone into something or someone, theoretically, you could just run, and the chance of anyone being able to track that drone back to you is questionable.
Schaefer says the idea is to create a higher level of responsibility among drone owners. Schaefer says even though there are risks, he's still an advocate of drones.
So the reality is that drones really are safe, and if a aircraft did hit a drone, it would probably blow the drone into a million pieces. But that doesn't mean the hazard for potential injury and accident isn't there.
Schaefer says he doesn't think we need to restrict drones, but rather educate people on how to use them properly. Mallory Jesser, Annenberg Radio News.
Thought you were angry about the lack of legroom on airplanes? Witnesses claim a male passenger tried to choke a female passenger when she reclined her seat. The Southwest Airlines flight from Los Angeles to San Francisco had to go back because of the escalating tension. The FBI arrived to investigate the situation, but no arrests were made. That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. I'm Joshua Chang.